and by golly, they died like all the rest. But then she paused and said, but you know, we knew who the real Christians were, because many times before we could even begin to chain them to the altar and to begin to torture and abuse and sacrifice them to Satan, Jesus Christ would appear over that altar and they would see him and they would begin to laugh and to praise God and say, Jesus, 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 you're here. And she said, just like that, their souls would be gone from their bodies. And we Satanists, our night of fun was ruined. We were left with nothing but dead, smiling corpses many times. And there was nothing at that point we could do to them. They were gone, and Jesus had come for them. She said, I tell you the truth, nothing moved me more to become a Christian and to know that his power was greater than Satan. Then these Christians who literally died as martyrs and on our altars. She said, I would go home, cursing, muttering, saying, darn it. What kind of power do these Christians have that before we could do our thing to them, they're gone with a smile on their face? Nothing, she admitted, brought her to the realization that Jesus Christ and not Satan was Lord more than how God worked through his end time martyrs, even on these altars. Brothers and sisters in Christ, she saw the reality even in these rituals of the power of the God that we serve. But in fact, folks, what is happening by night throughout this country and has been for decades and decades, that your news media will not cover, will not touch, because many of them are Satanists infiltrated into every letter, right down to the national news level of our nightly television news broadcasts, are infiltrated in to provide a covering for the Satanists. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, of the depths of darkness, depression,